Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
July 2016, people are barbecuing, the natives are wrestling, they're out there having their block parties, they're jumping up and down on their moon bounces, drinking their beer, grilling their ribs and chicken and slobbing on their watermelon. And it is what it is. This is Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 27. I am Big Daddy, and I'm joined by both of my beautiful co-hosts, Valicia Brown and Faye Elise. How are you ladies doing?
Who has a moon bounce?
What'd you say?
Hey, people go all out.
Yeah, who has a, because I want to go. Whoever has a moon bounce, please, like, invite me. I want to come.
Well, the block away from me is having a block party. And they're up there just the moon bouncing and water sliding, and the little kids are running around with chicken grease on their fingers and watermelons in their eyes. And the brothers are sitting on their cars drinking their malt liquor. It is what it is.
Everything sounds so stereotypical when you're the way you're saying it right now.
It is what it is. I ain't gonna hold your barbecue yesterday myself. You know,
yes,
I
you did.
Got out there behind the grill because I enjoy grilling, and my buddy Alicia Brown came over and helped me out, and we barbecued together and enjoyed a nice time together. But here's what we're going to get into today. We're going to talk some NBA, and there was a ton of free agent signings that has went on in the last couple of days, with the big one happening today with Kevin Durant signing with the Golden State Warriors. And some people agree with it, some people disagree with it. You know, if you want to call in, give your opinion, the number is 718-508-9883. Call in with your opinion. We're also going to talk some wrestling. It should be a huge brawl tonight. There's going to be a 16-man elimination tag match going on, Team USA versus Team the World. Also, it's going to be a match between the world champion Dean Ambrose and Intercontinental champion The Miz. I know she just cheered when she heard Dean Ambrose.
Right, I did. Respect your champ.
Yeah.
Respect your champ.
Support your boo. Go for it.
And we're also going to have a conversation we're going to get into. My son, Jared, had posted something on Facebook that kind of stirred something in me. And he's getting some responses on it. And like 10 people shared his post. And he's going to call in and explain the reason why he posted it and what he posted. And
can I just say something about that real quick before we go right into it? This is why I'm so glad Jared went to college. That's all I want to say. Then we can go back into the other things. But I'm just so glad. I think it's so influential for men to go to college, especially black men, and he is proving why I am so proud that he actually went to college. He's on somebody's campus, and he is learning.
Yes. Yeah. And as far as you, both of you two ladies are both college educated and both have degrees, and that's why I wanted to touch on that and weigh in on your opinion. Now, I didn't go to college. You know, I chose to make money, so I didn't go to college, but I have my opinion. But we're going to take a quick commercial break now, because I want to knock out one of these commercials now. And then when we're going to get back, I'm going to have Jared call in with his opinion and what he had posted, and we're going to drop Sirius first, and then we'll get into the NBA, and then we'll talk wrestling. Anybody want to call in? With the, I posted yesterday the question of the day. And the question of the day is, what was the most embarrassing place you made Whoopi? And with Whoopi, you know what I'm talking about. So anybody that wants to call in with that or give their opinion, and I want to hear everybody, y'all two going to tell it too. So, yeah. So, anyway, we're going to take this first commercial break. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 27.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin on the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs.
Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
And we're back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 27. And why do I hear echo? Y'all hear that?
I hear you.
All right, I can hear a slight echo. But here's what I wanted to speak on. My son and I, and my wife, Tracy, we went to the hospital to see my mother-in-law. She had open-heart surgery past Friday. And she's recovering slowly but nicely. And I sat downstairs for a second in the lobby because, you know, it was a little bit of a long walk from the parking lot into the hospital. So I had to rest my ankle and my knees have been bothering. So I sat down to rest. So I didn't witness this. But my wife is in the room with my mother-in-law, and my son is coming up on the elevator, and a Caucasian gentleman is right on the elevator with him and asked him, did he have any plans for the 4th of July? And Jared, are you there?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. I want you to explain what you said to this Caucasian fellow after he asked you what you were doing on the 4th of July.
So pretty much what happened was he asked me, was I going to see fireworks tonight?
Oh, hold on a second. Jared, let me stop you real quick. Forgive me. Say hello to the host first, the co-host, Faye Elise, Faye Jackson, and Valicia. Let me stop there. Gotta say hi first.
I apologize. Hello, lovely ladies. Hello.
Kylo, bro. Let him tell his story.
All right, I just wanted to get that out of the way. Now go ahead, tell your story.
All right, so he asked me if I was going to see some fireworks tonight. I told him I'm not really, you know, big on the 4th of July. So he asked me why, and I responded to him. Basically, what I told him was, how can I celebrate the birth of a nation that at that time didn't care about my people? And not only that, but how can I celebrate when this country was built on the backs of Native Americans and Africans and other immigrants, yet we have never received fair or equal treatment in this country? I told him that, you know, we're slowly becoming the majority, but we're still being treated as a minority, and that's the reason why I refuse to celebrate the 4th of July. And, you know, he was astounded, to say the least, especially that coming from somebody as young as myself. But I just had to speak the truth and what was on my mind.
Now, one, let me say I'm proud of you. For what you did, you spoke your mind, and I raised you to speak your mind. And I'm glad you did that. Two, you weren't on the phone when you heard Faye congratulate you, and she's proud of the fact that you are a college-educated man, and you are you're coming into your senior year of college. And we need more of that. We need more young black men who can speak their mind and say exactly what they need to say the way you said it. Because if I would have said it, I might would have came off a little bit differently. So I'm glad that you chose that platform and what you said it in. And Faye and Valicia, do y'all have anything to, you know, put on top of that? I know you both are college-educated people and with strong opinions, so I'd like to hear your opinion on this subject.
Well, you know,
Valicia, you want to speak first? You can speak first.
Sure. I mean, not everybody has the opportunity to go to college, and it doesn't, you know, necessarily put a standard on how smart you are or how aware you are, and that's something we need to, you know, kind of put out there that it's all about just knowing your history, knowing where you come from, reading, and anybody can do that, you know what I mean? So It's definitely a blessing to go to college because it seems like people respect you more and, like, they seem to, like, feel that you can articulate what you're saying better. But it's really just about reading beyond what these schools are telling you and, you know, figuring out your history and knowing where you come from so you can stand your ground. And I feel like, you know, the younger generations, that's what we're losing. You know, we can't stand up as a race, as a people,
because we're failing, you know, what does the Bible say? We perish for a lack of knowledge. So we're not figuring out who we are and where we're from. So thank you, Garrett, for being aware and, you know, knowing where you're from. You know, spread it amongst your peers so that we can rebuild and make another, you know, generation that understands where we come from and can put that out there. Now, I made a couple posts myself. I actually did take part in a little festivities, but that was for a different reason. It was part of a parade, and I wanted to promote the school that I run. So I was in there, and, you know, it's okay to have fun, but do not lose yourself or where you're from. I posted today that America's only 240 years old. That is nothing compared to all the other civilizations that are out here today, like Egypt and, you know, even like China. These civilizations are thousands of years old. So America just, you know, we have this baby, you know, dog mentality where we have to just attack, and it's just not the way it should be run. So I'm not happy with what's going on. It's reflected in, you know, this election and all the inequality. And so I just think Jared was right. I think we have a right to feel the way we feel. People are going to get upset, but the way I feel is if you are upset, it's only because you yourself have some type of prejudice or racist tonations to yourself. Why get upset when you can be part of the solution? That's all I have to say.
True that. True that.
Amen. Say.
Well, I have two cousins the same age. I think the same age as you, Jared. One goes to Kansas State, and the other one just got a full-time job once he graduated from high school. And I helped raise both of them. And let me tell you why I am so proud that Jared went to college, just like I'm so proud that my little cousin Jalen went to college. Because college opens your eyes to a different experience. Mm-hmm. When I was in college, it took me up to my last year in college where I became the vice president of our Black Student Union. And a lot of people don't know that about me. I'm proud of my heritage. But a lot of people don't get to understand the struggles that we go through. It's like they're blind to it until you get to college. For some reason, you always experience it in college. Now, my other cousin at work for a factory, he's fine. His life is fine. I'm pretty sure if he works overtime, he makes more money than me, and I'm okay with that. But on his Facebook, you see him doing live videos, riding his hoopty, talking a bunch of mess, this, that, and the third, compared to my other cousin that went to college, he's going to Kansas State right now, and he actually posted the exact same thing, something similar to what you said last year, and he got a little slack for it because he's out in Kansas. Ain't many of us in Kansas at all, but he spoke his truth. That's how he felt, because that's what he is realizing. That's what is being taught to him, because he is such a small minority out in Kansas, and he's realizing how he's being treated differently compared to my other cousin who just works 9-to-5 with around the same people, around the same environment. So that's why I was proud to even, like, we had this discussion. Wrestling is going to be there. You can wrestle when you come back from your break or whatever. You can come and train anytime that matters. But it is so important to get your college degree, especially now, because it's like getting a high school diploma. It is equivalent to getting a high school diploma. Because right now, that's kind of obsolete. That's like mandatory for anybody to get. But you need to have a college experience to realize, to learn about yourself mainly. That's what it is. You're learning about yourself. So when I seen your post, and I was like, yes, Jared. Because you understand. You finally see it. And I don't think you would have saw it as much if you just would have took a full-time job being at home or going into this wrestling business full-time.
Okay. Let me weigh in here. And I've been quiet. And let me say this. I understand, and I totally agree with what you're saying, Shay. And I want him to finish school, too. And God bless anybody who did do that. But college isn't for everyone. And I was one of those people who it wasn't for. And I
Yeah, but there's a difference between a generation then and the generation now. The generation
and I
now,
understand what you're saying,
even, they need it.
Even with the generation now, there are kids that it's not for them. And I wouldn't like my son Jawad, he is going to college and I'm proud of him. But if he would have came to me and said, Dad, I want to go to a trade school, or Dad, I want to do something else, I would have encouraged him because college isn't for everyone. And I'm a product of that. But also, I was brought up and went to high school in an all-white neighborhood, and I speak about that quite often. And as hard as it was, especially, I'm telling my age again, but it was through the 80s. And in the 80s, in this all-white high school, I experienced racism at its fullest, to the point where they were burning stuff on my lawn. If I walked down to the store, I was called nigger, porch monkey, spade, spook, spear chucker, you name it, I was called it as they drove up and down the street. But I didn't let that define who I was. I didn't let that control who I was. I still have friends that are Caucasian that are loyal friends to me. I didn't choose to harbor that and say, just like, I'm going to let this, you know, I don't trust the white man, and I don't want this, that, and blah, 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 because there's a bunch of white people in the world that are great people, that are wonderful people. But that educated me in a different way. It wasn't, you know, my experience of going through that allowed me to know that you have to kind of judge a book. You can't judge a book by the cover. And you have to get out there and do what you need to do, because they're going to think low about you anyway. If you go to college or not, there are ignorant people in the world that are going to think you're not anything. So you have to get out there and you have to show people and prove.
That's true, but you also
have
to educate yourself.
Even
if you like,
you
can I understand
and
college is everyone.
This is where I agree with Alicia on this, because you can read on your own. You can educate on your own, and that's what I did. My family had a black encyclopedias in the house. We had black-oriented stuff all over, but so I read. I don't like to read now, but there was a lot of times where I was forced to read by my grandmother. Like, you going to read this, and we going to read that. And as much as I hated it, I appreciate what she did. So I might not be college educated, but I'm educated. You understand what I'm saying?
We're supposed to just educate ourselves. I know for me personally, I already was, you know, exposed to what they are saying, you know, she got from college, this awareness. You know, kind of exposed to the racism and all that. So that was like a fire under me to actually go to college and do what they're saying I can't do. So you have to kind of already come into this institution. That's not going to teach you everything. They're not going to teach you everything you need for life. The best teacher for life is life itself, to me. They're probably not teaching you everything. It's kind of, you know, unless you take like a African-American history studies course or something like that, you're not going to get everything you need. They're overcharging us for, you know, things that you can read from a book. It's just a matter of having that paper, sadly, so you can be looked at on an equal playing field, so you can, you know, have a better chance at that job. But I feel like as a person, you have to already have that foundation, that belief, that strength within yourself already, so that you can
you know, going to that world of college, which is also very sad. You know, and from 2004 to 2008, I was still the only black person in my classroom in college. That's horrible. So, you know, if say I wasn't ready, say I wasn't already, you know, studied or well, you know, well studied, I would have felt horrible. I would have felt intimidated. But no, I'm like, I'm here. I can do whatever you guys do, and I'm going to graduate top of my class. And yes, I graduated college with academic honors on an academic scholarship. So you can do it. You just have to have to be studied and believe in yourself before you even go out into these worlds, because college is not going to teach you the racism that is waiting for you after high school, after college, you know. So.
And that's pretty much, and we're all saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a really good conversation. And if anybody is getting offended by what we're saying, it is what it is. It's my shot to be damn hell I want to. But what I'm saying is, this is why we have to educate our kids. And Felicia and I talk about this a lot. We, as people, and Jed, when you're, you know, go on and you have your kid, and say when you have your kid, and Felicia when you have your kid, you have to educate yourself. Whatever. You have to educate yourself and teach them. And that's where I give my parents a lot of respect, because they did have the tools there that we were allowed to, you know, educate ourselves. Now, did they push us into it? My grandmother did. A mother, father, not real. But we really, as a people, once again, I say this every week, we have to come together and take our neighborhoods back, take our kids back, educate ourselves, educate our children. Stop letting the idiot box raise our kids. Because that's what's happening, and it's making me sick.
I kind of almost yelled at my coworker the other day, because we were talking about the candidates running for president. And he just blurted out, "Well, I'm not voting because there's nobody I want to vote for." And I was like, "Do you understand?" And he's a 90s baby. I'm like, "Do you understand that our people were not allowed to vote until the 70s? And you're now saying that you and they fought. Some of them got killed over the right to vote. And you're saying that you're not voting because you don't like the candidate?" Like, I was just like, "Go vote. Like, go vote. Like, I don't want to hear that. Go vote. I don't care if you have to write in a Gary Coleman as a writing candidate. Just go vote."
Now, if you're Gary Coleman, win him, blame you. You're going to come back for the degree.
I mean, hey. He didn't run for president before. That's why I brought him up. But I was just like, you know, we, like, our not even our my mom was not allowed to vote until the 70s. Why would you? It's almost, it's a privilege. It's not even a right anymore. It's a privilege for you to go vote. You need to do it. Like, you need to do it because people fought for that right.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna be perfectly honest with you. When I turned 18, I didn't, and it was a wild. Before I actually started voting. And the first time I went to go vote, there is a feel, like I felt empowered at that moment. Like my voice was heard, or this is going to count. And the first time I voted, honestly, the first time I voted was when Al Gore was running against George Bush. And that was 2000 when I voted. And then when Gore lost.
That's the first time I voted. So what were you doing?
Yeah, you had never voted.
I know
there's
the
age gap
between us.
Like I said, I wasn't voting. I didn't really, like, I was ignorant to it. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't do it. I didn't ask, because this is back when I was very, extremely militant. And my nephew, if he was listening, he's probably laughing right now. But I was walking around with the Malcolm X hat and you know, that the Africa jaws on and everything, and the white man ain't this, that, and pro-black. But I had to say, okay, I got to get out of it. and I really got to do go come a different way with this. And that's when I started to vote and started to do different things. And now I look forward to it. And when I couldn't vote this last time, the only reason why I couldn't vote because I couldn't leave the house. But if I could have got out there on one leg and made my way to the poll, I would have did it. I felt bad. So if anybody's listening that's African-American or whatever you are, anybody, get out there and vote.
Anybody, just go
important.
Vote.
Right, right.
Just go vote.
You're not just voting for yourself. You're voting for, you know, people after you. What they set in place in Congress, you know, in the House, in the White House, it's not just for now. It affects, you know, next year, the year after that. So please think about long term. But can I please get some pictures of you with the Malcolm X stuff and the afro and the pic? Do you have pictures or no?
I don't have any pictures of that. But yeah, if
you
talk to anybody from back in the day, they'll tell you that I dang sure had on the cross color clothes and the Malcolm X hat and the little African symbol that you get from the Korean man, you know what I'm saying? And
you was fighting the power.
But
you know,
for me, voting is just so important because I remember my granny driving around the city picking up old ladies and taking them to the polls. Like, she was one of those volunteer people, but she was old enough, like, she was old herself. But, you know, back when she was, I don't think she was able allowed to vote until she turned 60. Like, she was born in the 1910s. So that's why she every election she would drive people around and just take them to the polls. She was one of those volunteers, and I'd be in the back seat watching the old ladies with their hats, on, like they dressed to go to church, but they would go to the poll and go vote. So I'm an advocate for getting people to vote because it's our voice. Even if the person that you choose does not win, it does not matter. Your vote counted, no matter what. Your vote did count.
Mm-hmm. And on that note, Jet, anything else you want to say before I let you go?
Just everybody, like I said, just do your own education. Educate yourself, because that's what I've had to do. I go to a predominantly white institution. That's why I educate myself. And just know who you are and stand firm and stand powerful in what you are. That's it. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you.
And I'm so proud of you,
Jared.
I'll be waiting for you. Once you get your degree, we're going to get in the ring, and I'm going to get you booked on some big shows.
I look forward to it.
Don't tell him that.
I'm dead ass. But you got to get a degree first.
Yes. Watch, he's going to get his degree in a month now. He's going to run get his degree now. All right, let me let you go, Jared.
All right.
Feels good to have educated children. I'm not going to say child. Educated children. They damn sure didn't all get it from me, because I damn sure was a knucklehead back in the day. But it is what it is. We're going to take the second commercial break, and then we're going to get into some NBA stuff and some wrestling stuff. And that was a very good segment. That was a very good segment.
It was.
I want to thank both of y'all for your opinion, but let me get to the second commercial. And we'll be right back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 27.
I'm going to eat my ribs.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson with TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromHolmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs.
Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
And we are back. Excuse me. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, volume 27, on the 4th of July. Bay of Beast. Alicia Brown, two lovely co-hosts. I love you both for both calling in today on a so-called holiday weekend. I'm glad you guys took time out to be here.
I'm glad I had
it.
A day off.
I really appreciate both of you guys. This is going on in the sports world, and there's been a million memes that went up since it happened, but around 12 o'clock, this afternoon, Kevin Durant signed with the Golden State Warriors for a 2-year, $54.3 million contract. Now, Stephen, I posted on my Facebook page, and Stephen A. Smith pretty much said that Kevin Durant was a sellout for what he did. And the way the NBA is going now, these players are just going to teams with other great players. So they could just win titles. Now, I see it two different ways. Like, I know I'm an 80s cat, and in the 80s, you know, Isaiah Thomas, Dominique Wilkins, Larry Bird, Charles Barkley, Dr. J, Michael Jordan. All these players played on different – I'm sorry, Dr. James, Charles Barkley played on the same team. All the players I've mentioned played on different teams, and they would have never went to go play with the competition just to win a championship. They stayed and they tried to build within the team that they got drafted to win
yep.
that.
The only reason why they left is because they got traded.
If they got traded. But they always signed with the teams – that they had been playing with. Now, Charles Barkley wanted to leave Philly when, you know, it was time for him to leave. He wanted to leave, and the Sixers traded him for a sandwich and a smile. But, yeah, it was bad. It was bad. But he did what he had to do because he wanted to win a ring. He wanted to be in that category with Jordan, Bird, Isaiah, and all these guys. He wanted to win a ring. Nowadays, the trend is, you know, what LeBron did years ago when he went to Miami with Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade, and they started their dynasty there. Then he left, went back to Cleveland, and he said, well, you guys could get Kevin Love, if you want. You guys, Kyrie is already here, and they built their team. Now, as far as Golden State drafted Stephen Curry. They drafted Klay Thompson. They drafted Damon Green. So they built their team within themselves, but then they signed Kevin Durant. And that's like, and for me, for Kevin Durant, I know he's made a lot of money over the years. He won a scoring title. He was MVP at one time. He's been in the All-Star game years. I don't know how many years in a row, but he's been there. And for him to go to OKC, I'm sorry, for him to go to Golden State now, I feel as though it's like he pulled a LeBron. So if you rode LeBron on the fact that he left Cleveland to go to Miami to win a championship, then you better ride Kevin Durant the exact same way. Mm-hmm. He did the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He did the exact same thing. If anything, Kevin Durant did it worse because
they beat the Warriors.
Yeah, you went to play for the team that beat your ass in the playoffs. You had the same team down 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals, and you let them come back to whoop your ass. And then weeks later, not even a month, weeks later, you went and signed with that exact same team? That's like, I'm just going to talk. It is what it is. This is my show. That's like a nigga coming in my house, sleeping with my wife, and I bust up in there and say, you know what? We both can sleep with her at the same time. It's disgusting. And Kevin Durant shouldn't.
But will Kevin Durant get the same type of heat that LeBron did? Because people were mad when LeBron left. But
yes.
it was like when I told you, and even Stephen A. Smith pointed it out, LeBron left because he had no help on that team. You can't – who you going to name on the Cavaliers around that time besides Shaq? And Shaq wasn't doing nothing for that team.
Yeah, really.
He had no help. No help. He wanted a ring because people remember champions, not just great players. They remember champions. They remember championship teams. Now, Kevin Durant, who he had the Golden State Warriors at 3-1 at one point, and then all of a sudden, you're going to sign with the enemy, basically, because you think you're going to get a ring next year? What if y'all don't even get a ring next year? Then what? Egg on your face. And Kevin Durant had help. He has help. He has Russell Westbrook. That was just kind of a punk move to me. It was a punk move.
It was, because now it's like, you know, what happened to the spirit of I'm going to beat the best team? It's now, well, let me run to the best team so I can beat other people.
Yep.
You know, it's like you don't want to work for it anymore. But my thing is, Golden State, they're going to go bankrupt because now they're playing all these big names. They're paying all these big names, and it's like your bench is going to get cleared out. You know, you're not going to, what's the purpose of a bench now?
Yeah.
They're
so
paying
they
way too many huge names.
They're an expansion team, so their cap space ain't that large.
Hey, ladies, we have a call.
Yes.
Hold on a second, okay? Go ahead, caller. Welcome to Big Daddy's Hard Talk. Say your name and where you're from.
King Eric, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh!
Right, how you doing?
What's good? What's good? How y'all doing today?
Good. How are you?
We're doing good.
I'm good. I'm just chiming in. Listen to y'all talk about Kevin Durant.
I appreciate it. What's your opinion, caller?
Yeah, I heard he pulled a Hollywood Hogan out there.
Yes, he did.
NWO.
I mean, it's the anniversary month. anniversary of the NWO 20 years later.
True that. So,
and now
they're
going to play
right,
NWO music now?
Yep.
And I was looking at, because you know my timeline pretty much blew up with that. And my thoughts were that, just like I said on the stat, it was a sellout move to me, because I'm like, how are you going to go to the team that beat your ass?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's like the
and
bully. That's like
at,
that's
man.
Like the bully taking your lunch. That's like the bully taking your lunch in school, and you're gonna side with him the next day.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I just said the same thing. I so agree
you
with
know,
what you said.
They're paying them so they can beat up the people for you.
That's unfair. It's like to me. It just shows you the type of mentality that these players have now. It's like everybody just, they don't want to grind it out no more. They just want to hand it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And the way
and
I see it, it's like.
Saying.
Exactly. So the way I see it, just imagine how it was back in the 80s. Like Isaiah and the Pistons, they lost to Bird and the Celtics. And Isaiah hitting them up on the flip phone like, hey, y'all need a shooting guard. I'll come over there.
Yep. Yeah, I need to play for the Lakers now. He ain't never do that.
Nope.
Nah, man. He ain't had no pride at all. So, he going to get it. I mean, he's probably going to get a ring and all, but I can't really respect it as a whole.
Right.
And I agree with you said. He's going to get that ring. But to me, there's an asterisk near his name, because he had to go with a bunch of other people to achieve that. And didn't want to do what he had to do to bust his ass to do it on his own. And that's my beef with it. Like, everybody wants to win a ring, and I totally agree with that. But it's hard work that comes with it. And today, he's a young guy. I think he's about to turn 28 or whatever, so he's still relatively young. He only signed a 2-year contract, so he can win a ring there and end up going somewhere else. I guess the next person he's going to want to play with LeBron James. So
they'll come out with a super team next.
Exactly. These players just bouncing around or whatever just to get ratings. And you know what it is? And this might get me in trouble, but it is what it is. I blame a lot of this for the NBA, because it's about money. And it's about the TV rights. And it's about commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And trust believe, Christmas night at 8 o'clock, the Golden State Warriors is either going to be playing two teams. Cleveland Cavaliers or the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah.
Time.
Yeah.
And with the NBA putting logos on the jerseys now, trust me, there's going to be logos on them jerseys, and it's going to be so commercial. When it comes to Christmas time, they got a special Christmas jersey with the special logos on it, and you're going to have Durant versus LeBron or Durant comes back home to OKC to whip their ass.
Mm-hmm.
They gonna come with the WrestleMania style posters and all that.
Exactly. Exactly. You are going to see such a freaking media hype behind this that they're going to start talking about the Christmas Day game at Thanksgiving. The Christmas Day game is going to be bigger than the Thanksgiving.
They're going to start talking about it at Halloween when season just starts.
The Thanksgiving Day parade, Joe.
And the tickets going to sell, too. I bet the tickets are already sold out right now for the first game.
Oh, you know, most definitely. Most definitely. And because we're up here in Philadelphia, and when Golden State came to Philly, and Lisa can attest to this, how hard was it for us to get in that building, Felicia? That day.
It was rough. People that knew us and knew where we sat, they were just, you know, acting up. And once we got in there, it was, I'm sad to say, but it was a sea of gold and blue. So
it's like that in Charlotte.
Where
do
Golden State fans come from? People never even heard.
Yeah, where do they come from?
Or know where Golden State is, if you really want to get technical. I would just wait out
exactly.
Golden State on a map.
Now check this out now. Now we all pretty much NBA fans for the longest. I know probably Big Daddy, he probably go back to the 80s. I bet you none of them can tell you who Chris Mullin and Tim Hardaway is.
Run
Tim Hardaway?
Tim Hardaway and Chris Mullin.
It was Chris Mullin, Mitch Richmond, and Tim Hardaway. They called them Run TMC, and Golden State was starting to get good then, a little bit better than I didn't say. So they were putting up numbers this and the fourth, but nobody don't remember that, or nobody don't remember Latrell Sprewell choking
his
Carlissimo when he was in Golden State. You ain't gonna remember that. But everybody remember, you know, what's going on now in Golden State. Well, I'll go a little bit further than that. And nobody remember Joe Barrichello from Golden State. I just told my age, anybody out there listening. But they don't remember that Golden State. They remember this Golden State that's in there. It's disgusting.
It's so angry.
Right.
I'm sorry, I'm going to cuss. I hate a dick rider. I hate a dick rider. And that's what I feel as though a lot of fans are doing there. And the NBA
yep.
allowed this to happen. Don't ride it now. Nobody would go to State Fair 5 years ago.
Yeah, they commercialized the game to where, even you see it with the playoffs, they commercialized it on levels where the players can't even show no passion anymore.
They don't
right.
care. I used to love it back in the 80s when Doc sucker punched Bird. Oh, I was into that. But they was out there brawling, and Detroit came to town, and Rick Mahorn was stomping on people's faces, and Bill Laimbeer was elbowing people, and
mm-hmm.
Dennis Rodman had regular hair.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody remember that.
No, Ben, if a nigga get dunked on, you just leave him on the floor. You don't pick him up.
Exactly. You dunk on somebody, you just stare at him and growl. Now they pick him up and brush him off and buy him a
like,
beer, and they go get a rat dance together.
Now them niggas take selfies after the games now.
Sure enough. Out there taking pictures of one another, screwing each other's girls and stuff, and having orgies. No,
niggas be taking selfies after
that,
the. That's why I can't respect them like that. I mean, it's just like I said, they're very finesse players, very athletic, but they ain't got their heart in the right place. I can't take
exactly.
a selfie with a nigga that beat my ass. That's just me.
That's quote of the night.
Yo, that is quote of the night. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate
yes.
it, brother.
Problem. Yeah. Shout out to you, Felicia. I appreciate you putting me on to the show.
Of course. You are part of the Blog Talk family with us as well. So please plug
your show
and tell us where you're from.
Most definitely. I gotta get my plug. I gotta get my Diddy on right quick.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we have a hip hop podcast called Off the Cuff Radio. We on every Friday night at 9 PM, 6 Pacific. So if y'all want to listen to good music, have great discussions, feel free to tune in and bring blunts, bring beer, bring good food. It's entertainment.
Can I bust a freestyle if I call it?
No. Please don't. Please.
It better be the good weed too.
Yes.
Oh man.
But everybody, please listen to his show, Off the Cuff. I had the pleasure of calling in on Friday, and it was just a really good time. So listen if you're a hip-hop music fan, and if you are trying to get more aware about what's going on, please listen to his show.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Y'all take care.
Rap freestyle.
Talking
to
freestyle.
I got more.
Talking to freestyle.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you what I
do. All right, Carla, thanks for calling, bro.
Y'all take it easy.
See ya.
All right, now.
Bye.
How come I can't rap freestyle? Why for I can't rap?
No.
You know what I'm saying? I used to rap back in the day.
No.
Back in the day,
no.
I was a rap.
No. Yeah, we talking about back
yeah,
in the day and now. And now.
No.
We talking about now. No.
I was a bad motherfucker back in the day.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
With the break dancing, too, and the popping, locking.
I could do all that. Now I just break my
mm-hmm.
ankle. But, you know what? Forget y'all. Anyway, let me get through this. I want to rattle off some players who signed along the way. Because there's been a bunch of free agency going through, a bunch of people signing everything. And when I finish this, we'll take our last commercial, and then we'll get into the question of the night. But Matt Barnes. moved to Crazy Nat Barnes when he moved to Sacramento. So he's back out in California again.
Oh, so he was crazy DeMarcus Cousins? Yeah, that should be.
Yeah, you got two nuts on the same team. That's why they had to move Rondo, because if Rondo would have stayed, you'd have three nuts on the same team. But Matt Barnes is a nut, and DeMarcus Cousins is a nut. Speaking of Rondo, he's in Chicago now. Chicago got rid of Derrick Rose. Rondo signed with Chicago for $28 million. So we'll see how that goes. Jamal Crawford, who the Sixers were eyeing, he re-signed with the Clippers for $42 million, a three-year $42 million contract. This shows you the state of the Sixers. If the Sixers offered him a two-year $40 million contract. So he signed for 3 years and only $2 million more than what the Sixers offered him. So he could have came to Philly State for 2 years and signed for well. But that's a story for another time. Look at some more. Eric Gordon signed with the Houston Rockets for $53 million. Austin Rivers, son of Coach Doc Rivers, so he hooked his son up with a three-year, $35 million contract. His son is not worth $35 million, but I guess Bill Pepe is the coach slash president of the team. You can get hooked up like that. I wish my Pepe would have been president of some damn team to hook me up with some money like that. Dallas has reported giving Harrison Barnes the match deal. Harrison Barnes plays for Golden State right now. He's a Warrior. Now since Kevin Durant is there, somebody has to go, and it's Harrison Barnes. But he might make out like a fat rat in a cheese factory because they're going to probably offer him a four-year, $95 million contract. So that's not bad. Courtney Lee signed with the Knicks. The Knicks are loaded now. They signed him for a four-year, $48 million deal, so Honey should be creaming in his pants right about now. And Al Horford signed a four-year, $118 million deal with the Boston Celtics. I don't understand that at all. I would have stayed in Atlanta because they offered him more money. I guess he just got tired of Atlanta and he wanted to move on. Still looking through. There's a bunch of people just Luol Deng signed with the Lakers. Contract is worth $72 million. That is crazy. Old man Joe Johnson signed with the Utah Jazz for $22 million. Joakim Noah signed a 4 year, $72 million deal. He's not worth that. He's injury prone and crazy. And Jeff Green signed with the Magic, $15 million. Michael Conley is a Memphis Grizzly. He's the point guard for the Memphis Grizzly, and he is a talented player. I'm not taking anything away from him. But they signed him to a five-year, $153 million deal. He is not worth that much money. I'm sorry. I like Michael Conley. If Michael Conley put a Sixers jersey on now, I would have been happy. But for $153 million, Negro, please. And the Grizzlies haven't accomplished jack. Dwight Howard agrees to a three-year, $70.5 million deal. Dwight Howard is not worth that much money. They signed him just so they could get pictures of him with his shirt off. Because the brother is built like a Greek Adonis. So, Brandon Jennings just signed with the Knicks. I got to go back to that one. The Knicks are loaded. The Knicks are
loaded. Yeah, they're not playing.
Yeah, the Knicks ain't playing no game. Yeah, Brandon Jennings just signed with the Knicks. They don't have a price here. But he got broke off, too. But the Knicks, you wonder why the Knicks did what they did? It's about their fan base. They got to sell out that Madison Square Garden. So they had to do what they had to do. So there's a lot of signings that went on, a lot that went on in the NBA. And the Sixers signed Jared Bayless, with Jerron Bayless? Jared Bayless. I think it was $19 million contract, something like that. Wasn't that much. And he was a backup player in Milwaukee. And it's like, really? So we got to see what the Sixers
are. Well, y'all signed Ben Simmons, too. Y'all draft pick.
Yeah, we did sign Ben Simmons, and he's about to play in about 6 minutes in a summer league game. I just turned it on.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to see his first play, you know, out in Vegas playing in the summer league. I'm sorry, Orlando playing in the summer league. So I'm looking forward to that. But that's where we're at now in the NBA. NBA, they raised their salary cap, and I'm just saying, niggas got paid. So it is what it is. I ain't mad at you. If your agent is good enough to get you that much money, then God bless you. Run with it, man. Run with it. And those contracts are guaranteed. So it's going to be a bunch of, you know what? You're going to see a lot of plastic surgeons make a lot of money because there's going to be a bunch of sisters running to the plastic surgeon to get butt implants and their titties.
No.
A basketball player. Watch. Watch. Trust, believe. And on that note, let me take this last commercial plug, and we'll come back with the question, Big Daddy Fire Talk, Volume 27.
Are you ready to be totally driven? Totally Driven Entertainment Network has a full lineup of shows dedicated to total entertainment. Starting on Mondays, we have the always relevant and often hilarious Hard Talk with Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy. That's at 6 p.m. And at 11 p.m., go 8 flights up and get your mind right. Tuesdays at noon, Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira covers professional wrestling news, rumors, and one-of-a-kind interviews with professional wrestling performers and insiders. At 8 p.m., join Smith Hart of the legendary Hart Family Dynasty for the Hart Grapevine as he goes behind the scenes and shares his knowledge of the professional wrestling industry and some truly remarkable special interviews, too. Welcome to Hump Day, Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m., the Coco and Wee Wee Show asks the age-old question, who do you love, who do you shove? And at 8 p.m., the Give No F's Cosplay Variety Hour brings you the best in cosplay, comics, video games, and more. Thursday nights at 5 p.m., Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira returns to the airwaves to cover professional wrestling news, results, and more. At 8 p.m., Totally Driven Radio, the show that started it all, brings you the best in topical conversations, celebrity interviews, exclusive musical guests, and so much more. Your Friday night would be incomplete without a trip to Uncle Shawnee's Playground. Join Uncle Shawnee at 8 p.m. and prepare to be offended, but, you know, in a good way. At 10 p.m., don't forget the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour, bringing back the golden age of professional wrestling. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., the Mojo Sports Show starts your weekend off with a healthy dose of sports mojo. Get the latest news, scores, results, and more every Saturday morning. At 9 p.m., Totally Driven Radio rocks. Bay Ragney unleashes his inner beast as he takes you on a heavy metal journey and looks at the music he thinks rocks. That brings us to Sunday morning, the perfect time for a big weenie. At 10 a.m., the Big Weenie Castanini Show goes live around the world. And ending the week at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights, join the TV Nation for your weekly dose of the Nerd Herd and talk all things comics, TV, movies, and pop culture. Remember, get driven, stay driven.
And remember, to get driven.
You ain't right.
Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 27. Before I get on the question, I want to say real quick, Faye Jackson, Faye Elise, congratulations on your match televised. I watched it all three times it aired.
Yes. All three times.
All three times it aired on my TV. I watched it. You did an excellent job. I told you this in a phone conversation. I wanted to give you props on the radio. You did excellent job. I'm looking forward to July 8th, you in the ring again. Six women tag. This Saturday. This Friday?
Yeah, no, Friday. This Friday.
Yeah, this Friday, you'll be back in the ring again for a Ring of Honor and a six-woman tag. Kick-ass, girlfriend.
Thank you. I got to shout out people that, like, look, we don't have the channel here in this New York City area, but, like, just from over the weekend and when it aired, I had to turn my notifications off on my phone.
Yes, all the videos.
Because I was shown, and shockingly enough, when my trainer hit me up and said, like, your name has been buzzing like crazy, congratulations, that's when I knew it was a big deal. Because I did not expect for that to happen. It, with it being my first match, and it was with ODB, I just didn't expect for people to be receptive towards me. Because, one, I'm bigger than most. And two, I'm still, like, still learning, still in the game, still making many mistakes. But just the love that people have shown me off of that, I was just, like, I was overwhelmed. Very humbling. I'm very, like, shout out. Even if people are listening now, hi, how y'all doing? Yes, I'm real. But I,
but you,
like, thank
you,
you so much for the love. Like, thank you. Like, wow. Like, it, I didn't expect it at all.
You got to understand, and I heard you say this before, that you felt like some people might not be receptive to you because of your size. And not everybody likes the quote-unquote skinny diva. You know what I'm saying? That cookie-cutter stuff that Vince tried to put out there. And you saw it now, that people were receptive to you. They liked you. You know, you move well. You did a great job. It is what it is. If you can work, that's all you got to do. If that's all you have to prove. You don't have to prove nothing to nobody else. If you get out there and bust your behind like you did, and it even in your pre-match interview, you train 3 times a week to get to where you are now, and you continue to train. There's no more that can be said. So screw what anybody has to say about your size, the way you look, the color of your skin. You handle your business out there. You did a great job, and you will continue to do great things. The more you do it, the better you will get at it. And I'm going to tell you that Felicia and I watched the match, and we called each other like two little kids afterwards. And it was like, she did a good job. Am I lying, Felicia?
No, you're not lying. And, you know, Faye, I don't want to hear you say that, because I think if you're different, you stand out, and it'll put you that much, you know, farther than the competition. I think we finally reached, or maybe revisited, a part in women's wrestling where we're actually looking at the talent now. So, I mean, if you got the talent and you got the look to go with it, you're going to go really far. So please just continue to be an advocate, and not just women's wrestling, but, you know, as a female in general, and just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Yeah, all I can do.
And on that note, let's get to the question of the day.
Oh, gosh.
Where was the most embarrassing place you made whoopee?
Let me just say, I don't have.
Why would it be?
I don't have.
Why would it be embarrassing? It wouldn't be embarrassing on my end. Maybe for people watching, I don't know, but it wouldn't be embarrassing on me.
I don't have sex, so I get to check the non-applicable box.
Here you
so
go.
Sad.
All right, I would have to say, and my son's sitting here, so I'm gonna go ahead and say,
he needs to give an answer. He told me last night.
Well, it was a couple of different places. But I had this van back back in the day. And
the Zach 70 show van.
Yeah, and I took a mattress and blankets and stuff, and I hooked up the back of it like a bed. And I used to drive out to Milk Creek Park, you know, the place in Wilmington, New Jersey, Milk Creek Park. And I drove out there with my girlfriend at the time, and, you know, I picked her up. We're out in the park, and we're going over the door. And a cop rolled up, I see the cop roll up behind the van. I was like, yo, there's a cop right there. And she's like, and he's going to pass by. So he passed, and he circled back around. And when he circled back around, I'm like, he's coming back. So he pulls up. He comes to the passenger door, and he bangs on the glass. I'm like, oh, no. So I had to hurry up, pull my pants up, and go to the window. And I'm like, what's going on? He's like, what are you in here doing? He looked at me and could tell I was in there doing something, and I can't give no details, but it is what it is. I was in the middle of something, so obviously there was. So I was like, we ain't doing nothing. But he was like, you could go do nothing somewhere else. I was like, damn. Like, that was kind of embarrassing. Five whole over for you, and I was scared as hell. Then when I went to go start the van wouldn't start.
Dang.
Like, no, y'all stuck out here in this van with this cop watching me. It was quite embarrassing. The other time is when my pop rolled up on me while I was right in the middle of it. Because my dad worked in the evening. So same girl called the old, we in there doing whatever. My dad opened the room door, and there I am asking. So he shuts the door. I go back downstairs. I'm like, Dad, I'm sorry. He's like, kick her ass home. I had to take her home. Then I had to hear a 15-minute speech of why you shouldn't be doing it in the house. This is such a big hand. Outside of that, those were the 2 times I was really embarrassed. So I put it out there.
I don't know if I was actually embarrassed when it happened, but I'll probably say when I was in Cancun on vacation with Honey, and we had, like, our own little, like jacuzzi on our patio. So one night we just got, we went out and went on a party boat, and we both just, like, completely inebriated, but we wanted to use the jacuzzi, so, you know, something different. And it was outside. And then afterwards, after we got done, we heard people on the beach, like, cheering and clapping.
Well, it's just something.
And we're just like, okay.
That's funny.
Well, I don't know if that would be considered embarrassing or not, but I thought it was hilarious at that time.
That's funny. Anyway, we're going to end it here today. That was a very good show, ladies. I thank you both for calling in and helping me on this Air Bunnies I'm doing holiday weekend. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, back to work tomorrow.
If anybody's in the Baltimore area, make sure to check out our Women of Honor show. We got 4 matches on the card, I believe. There's going to be another TV taping. So come check it out. Other than that, I ain't got nothing.
On that note, thanks everybody for calling in. Calling that, you know, we had to thank my son Jared, thank my man from North Carolina calling in. I appreciate it. Be safe out there. There's going to be a bunch of people trying to set off fireworks and stuff. So, you know, just be careful of your surroundings. Don't blow each other up. There's 3 different types of people in the world, those who don't know what happened, those who wonder what happened, and those like Big Daddy, Alicia Brown, and Faye Elise that make things happen. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, so he shall believe in him, shall not pass, but have everlasting life. He sent his Son to the world, not to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I'm going to leave it there.
Night,
night. Bless you all. And good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Bye, y'all.